愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习超越亚比斯的祷告。
This morning, the topic I'd like to share is to transcend the prayer of Yabes.
我们请来看列代志上。
Let's turn to First Chronicles.
第四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
列代志上第四章。
First Chronicles 4.
第九节跟第十节。
First Chronicles 4 verses 9 and 10.
历代志上四章九节
First Chronicles 4 verse 9
亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵他母亲给他起名叫亚比斯意思说我生他甚是痛苦第十节
Verse 10
亚比斯求告神说愿你赐福于我扩张我的境界常与我同在保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦，神就应允他的祈求。
Verse 9. Now Yabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Yabez, saying, Because I bore him in pain. And Yabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted what he requested.
当我们在读圣经到列代志上，从第一章到第十章，我们看到好多人的名字。
When we read the Bible from First Chronicles chapter 1 through 10, we encounter many different characters.
就觉得说啊，这很无聊，这个人的名跟我没有关系。
We may feel that it is quite boring to go through so many people.
所以很多人就很快就把它翻过去。
And so many people read through these chapters very quickly.
但是在第四章有两节圣经节却非常引人注意。
But in chapter 4, there's two verses that are very attractive to many.
刚刚所读的第九节跟第十节
which is the two verses we read earlier, verse 9 and 10,
就是亚比斯的祷告
and that is the prayer of Yabez.
差不多十年前还是十五年前呢、纽约时报有一本最畅销的书，它的名字叫做《亚比斯的祷告》。
About 10 or 15 years ago, there was a New York Times bestseller. The book name was The Prayer of Yabez.
就是有一个基督徒，他读到这两节圣经节。以后他就每天照着这两节祷告。
And the story was that there was a Christian that after reading these two verses, every day, he would pray, with the content of these two verses.
结果过了三十年之后，他发现真的每一句话都实现了。
And after 30 years had passed, he realized that every single word, was fulfilled.
所以他在世界上相当的成功。
So this person was very successful in this world.
所以他把他写一本书叫做《亚比斯的祷告》。
And so he authored this book called The Prayer of Yabez.
那我也看过有一些青年有一阵子也买这一本书在送人。
And I noticed that some of the young people bought this book to give as a gift to people.
那甚至有的也用这一节圣经在做讲道的题目。
And many people have also used this verse as the topic of sermons.
确实，这每一句话都很吸引我们。
And truly, all of these words in these verses are very significant for us.
我们知道一个人的观念会影响一个人的生活。
We know that a person's perspective can affect their life.
观念
their concept, their person's concept can affect their life.
你如果观念改变了，生活就会改变。
You change your concept, then your life will change as well.
但是观念如果没有改变，要改变生活很困难。
But if you don't change your concept, it's very difficult to change your life.
为什么要学真理
？Why do we need to know the truth?
学真理就是要用神的话来塑造我们的观念。
To learn the truth is for us to use the word of God to mold or shape our concept.
这样能够改变我们的生活。
And so that we can transform our lives.
那有的人虽然他也不晓得他自己观念是什么。
Some people do not know what their concepts are.
他没有很认真去想到底我观念是什么。
And they're not very certain or they don't put time into thinking what their concepts are.
但是我们仔细看他的生活就知道他的观念。
But we can see their concepts by the way they live.
他怎么用钱？
How do they use their money?
那个常常代表我们的观念。
That often represents where our values or our concepts lie.
我们怎么对待人？
How do we treat others?
这个常常在代表我们的观念。
This often represents our concepts.
我们在世界上追求什么？
And what do we pursue in this world?
这常常在代表我们的价值观。
And this also represents the values that we have in this world.
那真理是人世间最后的标准。
The truth is the standard in the end times.
最后的标准。
It's the final standard for us.
永远不会改变。
Which means that it will never change.
如果真理是对的，它是永远对的。
If the truth it will never change.
如果我们的想法跟真理一样。
And if our thoughts are like that of in the truth,
那是永远对的。
Then that is forever right.
在神面前，这是有价值的。
And before God, that is considered valuable.
所以为什么我们不需要不断地去学习真理？
So why do we need to continue to learn the truth?
有很多人觉得这个真理是很抽象的，这个跟我生活没有关系。
Some feel that the truth is very abstract and they cannot relate it to their daily lives.
这个不是很重要。
This may seem very insignificant.
但这个很重要。
But rather it is.
如果我们观念改变跟圣经的观念一样，我们的生活会非常有价值。
But if we change our values and our concepts to that according to the Bible, we will live a very meaningful life.
那同样教会里面每个信徒的想法都不一样。
And in the same way, many of the members in the church have different concepts.
所以你看每个人生活方式都不一样。
And so we all live different lifestyles.
但是最靠近真理的生活方式是最有价值的。
But the lifestyle that is closest to that of the truth, that is the most valuable.
那第九节说
，Verse 9 it says，
说亚比斯比他的众弟兄更尊贵。
It says Jabez was more honorable than his brothers。
可见他的母亲生了好多孩子。
And so we can see that his mother bore many sons。
那这个孩子比众弟兄更尊贵。
But this child was more honorable than his brothers.
表示这个孩子特别突出。
Which means that he was outstanding.
但是我们仔细看，为什么亚比斯会比众弟兄更尊贵
？But if we look more carefully, we can see why he was more honorable than his brothers.
第九节下半句说
，The latter half of verse 9 says，
他的母亲给他起名叫做亚比斯，意思说我生他很痛苦。
His mother called his name Jabez because I bore him in pain.
因为太痛苦了，他就取这个名字，让他一生不会忘记。我生这个孩子的时候好痛苦。
And because she bore him in pain, she gave him that name, so she will always remember the pain in her labor.
那名字啊，在旧约圣经常常代表一个人的命运。
The names in the Bible often represent what a person's fate will be.
所以在圣经里面才有改名字。
And so in the Bible, there are several that have changed their names.
比方雅各，这个名字就是抓住的意思。
For example, the name Jacob, which means to grasp or to hold on.
所以他很会抓住机会。
And so he grasped hold of many opportunities.
得长子的名分。
To take the title of the firstborn.
真的，这个名字跟他的个性一样。
And truly, his name reflected his personality.
那亚比斯本来意思是痛苦的。
And Jabez, the original meaning was pain.
但是亚比斯懂得求告神。
But Jabez knew to call on to God.
结果就使他能够超越痛苦。
And so he was able to transcend pain.
那在弟兄中比别人更尊贵。
And to be more honorable than his brothers.
所以有时候我们看一个家庭啊，有父母生了好多孩子。
So when we see some households where the parents have bore many, many children,
那每个孩子才能都不太一样。
And the kids have different talents.
恩赐也不太一样。
And different gifts.
但是你一直看他差不多到一定的年纪，中年以后。
But when you observe them up to a certain age, about middle age,
我们就会常常发现啊，那最懂得求告神的人，他的人生是最圆满的。
We see that the child that knows to call on the Lord, his or her life is the most complete.
因为他有神的恩典。
Because he or she has the grace of God.
最懂得追求神的人，常常是最幸福的。
And the one who pursues after God is often the most blessed.
所以人要改变命运，一个最有效的方法就是要亲近神。
And so for a person to change his or her life, there is a very easy method, which is to call on to God.
所以亚比斯求告神，他比众弟兄更尊贵。
Because Yabez called on to God, he was more honorable than his brothers.
但是如果我们第十节再读一遍,
if we were to read verse 10 again,
所谓亚比斯比弟兄更尊贵是指的什么意思?
What does it mean that Yabez was more honorable than his brothers?
如果第十节再读一遍就是指着在世界上比众弟兄得到更大的福气。
If we read verse 10, we'll see that Yabez received more blessings in this world than his brothers.
也就是他在世界上很成功，蒙神祝福，生活很享受，就是这样。
Which means that he was successful, he was blessed by God in this world.
这就是神给他的恩典。
And this is the grace that the Lord has given him.
确实我们今天有很多人得到神这样的恩典。
And truly, some of us may have received the same kind of grace from God today.
但是我们再从属灵上来思考这个每一句话的祷告。
But if we think about these words from a spiritual perspective,
是不是这真的就是我们做基督徒最后的追求?
Is this the final pursuit for us as Christians?
难道我们做基督徒真的就是为这几句话吗?
Do we as Christians live for these words?
是不是我们能够超越?
Or can we transcend them?
我们现在一句一句来看。
Let's read these words again.
列代志上第四章第十节。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
第一句话, 亚比斯求告神说, 圣愿你赐福给我。
Yabez called on the Lord of God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed." First, Yabez called upon the Lord to bless him. Lord Jesus came to this world to give us full and abundant grace. So God has given us authority to call on to him for his grace. And God is willing to listen to us. And so when many people come before the Lord, they receive his blessings. Sicknesses have been cured. Some people who are unsuccessful in their careers found success. These are all blessings from God.
那到底我们要怎么来超越?
So how do we transcend this?
我们除了求告神的恩典之外,
besides calling on God for his blessings,
更重要的要去寻求赐恩典的神, 而不只是, ,神的恩典。
More importantly, we need to seek after the source of the blessings and not the blessings itself.
那这个两个会带来什么不同?
And what kind of difference is this?
首先我们来看约翰福音第六章。
First, let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
24节。
John 6, verse 24.
众人见耶稣跟门徒都不在那里，就上船到加百农去找耶稣。
25节。Verse 25.
既在海边找着了，所以就对他说：“拉比是几时到这里来呢？” 这里说啊，耶稣便便给大家吃以后啊，大家拥护当王。
Here it says that after Jesus has fed the people with the bread, the people wanted to make him king.
而且耶稣走到哪里，大家就跟到他那去。
And wherever Jesus went, everyone followed.
那他们看不到主耶稣，就上船去加百农去找耶稣。
When they could not see Jesus, they went to Capernaum to find him.
这是在非常有热忱寻找耶稣。
And they were very zealous in seeking the Lord.
但是主耶稣是很有智慧的。
But Jesus was full of wisdom.
他马上看出来为什么他在找耶稣。
He immediately realized why they were seeking him.
26节。
Verse 26.
耶稣回答说：“我实在告诉你们，你们找我不是见神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。”
Verse 26. Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled."
这句话到底什么意思?
What do these words mean?
你们找我乃是因为吃饼得饱。
You seek me because you ate of the loaves and were filled.
因为主耶稣变饼给他们吃。
For Jesus had changed, had made bread for them to eat.
所以他们寻找主耶稣，主要是要得到主耶稣的恩典。
So they sought after Jesus in order to receive his blessings.
就是那个饼。
Which is that bread.
那个饼就是代表物质上的、肉体上的。
That bread represents physical and material blessings.
那主耶稣说，你们找我不是见神迹。
Jesus says that you come to seek me not because you saw the signs.
那到底这又是什么意思？
What do those words mean?
如果我们看第三章，约翰福音第三章。
If you read John chapter 3,
第三章第二节。
John 3 verse 2.
说有一个人叫做尼哥底母，晚上来见耶稣。
And there was a man named Nicodemus that came to see Jesus.
说拉比，我知道你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，没有人能行。这里讲尼哥底母来找耶稣。
Here it records of Nicodemus coming to find Jesus.
那他来找耶稣就不是为着吃饼得饱。
He came to seek Jesus not because to be filled by the bread.
所以每个人来找耶稣动机不太一样。
So everyone has different intentions and motivations in coming to seek the Lord.
那尼哥底母来找耶稣是你所行的神迹，如果没有神同在，没有人行。
Nicodemus came to seek Jesus because he saw that no one can do the signs that he does unless God is with him.
也就是你的神迹证明你有神同在。
Which means that the signs that Jesus performed proves that God is with him.
而且你是从神来那里做师父的。
And that he is from a teacher that comes from God.
那尼哥底母本来他就是做师父的。
And Nicodemus himself was a teacher.
他现在看到一个人能够行神迹，他发现这个人不但从神来，而且有神同在。
And now that he witnessed a person who could, with these kind of signs, he knew that this person had come from God.
所以他来找耶稣。
And God was with him, and therefore he came to seek Jesus.
因此在约翰福音第六章这里
So in John chapter 6,
主耶稣发现这些人在寻找主耶稣不是因为主耶稣本身而是因为主耶稣的恩典。
Jesus knew that these people came to seek him not because of the Lord himself, but because of the Lord's blessings.
当然我们一直在寻找神，神会祝福给我们。
Of course, if we keep seeking after the Lord, he will bless us along the way.
所以我们今生可以过得很好，这是神的恩典。
And so if we can live this life successfully, that is also a blessing from God.
但是主耶稣要他们做一个更有价值的追求。
But Jesus wanted them to make an even more meaningful and valuable pursuit.
难道吃饼得饱没有价值吗？
Does that mean that being filled with food and bread is not valuable?
当然有价值。
Of course it is.
我们赚钱来，所以我们有钱可以用。
We earn money so that we have money to spend.
吃得好，穿得好，住得好。
So that we can live well, we can eat well, we can... We can live a good life.
谁能说这没有价值？
And who can say that this is not value?
但是问题是，这个价值如果今天你断气，就结束了。
But with this kind of value, today we were to breathe our last breath and end our life.
这个没有永恒的价值。
These things do not have eternal value.
所以主耶稣指示他们一个更有价值的追求。
So Jesus pointed them towards a more meaningful pursuit.
第六章，约翰福音。
John chapter 6,
27节
verse 27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的。
It says, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you.
有一个食物你吃了会让你得永生。
There is food that once you eat it, you will gain eternal life.
但是吃饼你不能得永生。
But if you eat of the bread, you will not receive eternal life.
所以有的慕道朋友到教会来祷告，鬼赶出去了，病得医治了，拜拜，这教会不来了。
And so when some truth seekers come to the church and their demons have been casted out, their sicknesses have been healed, they immediately leave right after.
他不要那个永生的食物。
But because they do not seek after the eternal food.
哦，这太可惜了。
And this is rather unfortunate.
所以主耶稣说，你要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Jesus says that you must pursue after the food which endures.
那个永生的食物是什么？
What is that food that endures to everlasting life?
35节
Verse 35.
耶稣说我就是生命之粮。
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life.
主耶稣本身啊。
Jesus himself
is
the bread of life.
如果你把它领受, 把它吃的, 把它接受到心里面,
and if you receive this bread and eat of it and allow it to be inside you,
we will
receive eternal life.
And
this has eternal value.
所以这个亚比斯的祷告啊, 求神赐福给我, 这很好。
And so the prayer of Jabez for God's blessing is good.
但是我们要超越,
but we must transcend it.
要超越去追求神本身,
we must transcend it to pursue the Lord Himself.
这样我们才有永生,
so that we may have eternal life.
不只是这样,
and not only that,
如果我们看第六章的, 35节,
if we read chapter 6, verse 35,
到我这里来的必定不饿,信我的永远不渴,
he who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
这个道叫, 在做,
what is the Lord trying to say here?
这个叫做丰盛,
this is abundance.
灵性的丰盛,
spiritual abundance.
你知道我们现在听到很多人在节食运动, 哦, 要体重很重,
we see that many people are going on dieting and exercising.
我到非洲这么多次, 没有看到一个人在节食,
and when I went to Africa, I've never seen one single person dieting.
说要减轻体重,
or trying to lose weight.
因为他吃都没有了,还要节食吗?
Because they have nothing to eat, how can they even consider dieting?
那我们吃得很好, 所以身体很健康,
and we eat well, so our bodies are healthy.
这是肉体上神的恩典,
these things are physical blessings from God.
但是我们灵性要丰盛,
but for us to be spiritually abundant,
要接受主耶稣做我们生命的粮食,
we must accept Jesus Christ as our bread of life.
这样才不会饿, 才不会渴,
and so that we shall not hunger nor thirst.
什么叫做不会饿不会渴?
What does it mean not to hunger or thirst?
你的心灵才不会常常觉得很空虚, 觉得很无聊, 觉得很空洞,
and so that our spirit may not feel empty or vain.
因为有一种 主的满足在里面,
because there is a contentment in the Lord.
那个满足是一种平安, 是一种喜乐,
and that contentment is of peace and joy.
是一种有很甜美的感觉,
it is a feeling of sweetness.
这是我们要追求的,
this is what we shall be pursuing.
灵性上的丰盛,
to pursue a spiritual abundance,
就是要追求赐恩典的神,
which is to pursue after the Lord God, who is the giver of all blessings.
好, 我们再回来看亚比斯的第二个祷告。
Let's return back to Jabez's prayer.
列代志上第四章,
First Chronicles chapter 4.
列代志上第四章,
First Chronicles 4.
第十节,
verse 10.
第二句话,
the second phrase.
说求神让扩张我的境界。
He asked the Lord to enlarge his territory.
什么叫做扩张我的境界?
What does it mean to enlarge one's territory?
我们知道, 亚伯兰跟罗德, 他的仆人在相争一块, 在相争,
we know that the servants of Abraham and Lot were disputing.
亚伯兰说我们是骨肉, 所以我们不可以相争。
And Abraham told his nephew that we are of the same flesh, and therefore we shall not have strife with each other.
那要怎么办?
And so what did they do?
我们要分开啊,
and so they must separate.
那你先选,
so he allowed his nephew to choose first.
就罗德就选最好的,
and so Lot chose the best land.
把次好的留给亚伯兰,
and he left the other for Abraham.
以现在来讲就罗德占便宜啊,
In the terms these days, we would say that Lot took advantage of Abraham.
但是亚伯拉,罗德搬走以后,
but after Lot had moved,
神就向亚伯兰显现,
God appeared to Abraham.
说你起来看,
says, rise up and see.
你看到的我都要给你,
whatever you see before you, I shall give you.
你走, 你走到的我都要给你,
and wherever you walk to, the land shall be yours.
这个叫做扩张地的境界,
that is to enlarge one's territory.
就是你在世界上所拥有的越来越多,
which means that the possessions you have in this world will be more greater and greater.
很多人到美国来只有两个皮箱,
many people come to the United States with only two suitcases.
经过十年之后要搬家，要两个 truck， 要两个卡车。
And a decade later, when they're moving, they need two large trucks to help with the move.
刚刚来的时候只有一个人。
When they came here, they were alone.
经过二十年之后。
And two decades later,
不但有学位、帽子。
Not only do they have the degree.
哦, 而且有妻子,
they have their wife.
有儿子,
they have a wife, they have a son.
有房子,
they have house.
有车子,
and they have a car.
哦, 越来越多,
and they have more and more possessions.
这个叫做扩张地的境界,
this is to enlarge one's territory.
哦, 确实这是神的恩典,
this is indeed a blessing from the Lord.
但是这样有什么不好?
But what is the downside of this?
我们知道神要给亚伯兰那一块地是牛奶与蜜的地。
We know that the land that God promised Abraham was a land filled with milk and honey.
但是亚伯兰到了那个地以后,
but after Abraham arrived in that land,
他住在那一块地啊, 他做客人。
He dwelt in that land as a sojourner.
他住在帐篷里面。
He dwelt in the tent.
为什么?
Why?
因为他向往一个更美的家乡,
because he longed after a more beautiful home.
那是神所经营所建造的。
He longed for a better home that was constructed and built by God.
那更美的家乡就是天国。
And that better home is the heavenly kingdom.
那才是最好的。
And that is the best.
所以地上扩张境界, 这是好的。
And so to enlarge our territories on this earth is good.
正不是最好的。
But it is not the best.
最好的在哪里?
Where is the best?
最好的是属灵的境界。
The best is in the spiritual realm.
所以我们要超越。
And so we must transcend.
求神不但让我们地上的境界能扩张, 超越到主啊你让我属灵的境界能够扩张。
We request the Lord not only allow our territory on this earth to be enlarged, but also our spiritual territory to be enlarged.
就是在属灵上啊, 我们有一个心智。
And so that in spiritually we have a determination.
我想要去追求。
And we have something that we want to pursue after.
这个非常重要。
And this is very important.
那要扩张属灵的境界, 我们先要有属灵的眼光。
And to enlarge our spiritual territory, we must have a spiritual vision.
能够看到灵性的美好, 还有灵性的价值。
And we must see the goodness and the value of things and the spirit.
那我们才会去追求。
And therefore, and thus, we will pursue after it.
我们知道但以理曾经做过宰相。
We know that Daniel was once a prime minister.
他可以说一个相当成功的政治人物。
He was considered a very successful politician.
但以理服侍过四个王。
And Daniel served four kings.
那不简单啊。
And that was not an easy task.
因为这个 经历过王朝的改变，他还能够站着不会改变。
And he was able to persevere through four changes in kingship.
主要是他有神的同在。
Most of all is due to God's abidance with him.
但是但以理书会记载但以理不是因为他做过四个王朝的宰相。
But the book of Daniel did not account for Daniel because he served four kings.
但以理书会记载但以理是因为但以理的属灵境界非常的
The book was written about Daniel because his spiritual perspective and his vision was enlarged.
也就是说他的灵性很好,
which means that he was very good, he had a very good spirituality.
而且在灵性相当的追求,
and he pursued everything in spirit.
而且他虽然坐在王朝上当宰相, 他的心是在神的事情上。
And so although he was by the king as a prime minister, his heart was towards God.
所以从他被选进王宫以后,
And so after he was brought into the palace,
他一直很敬畏神,
he still feared the Lord.
凡是神不喜欢的他都不做。
Everything that the Lord despised, he did not do.
即使王不喜欢的他也不做。
And he didn't do things that the king despised either.
王要叫他做的神不喜欢他也不做。
And the things that the king wanted him to do that the Lord despised, he would not do.
他不敢得罪神, 但是他敢得罪王。
He did not, he could offend the king, but he did not, he would never offend God.
相当有原则。
And he had his principles.
所以我们在但以理书看到但以理经过几次人生的很大的危机。
And so we see that Daniel endured through many critical moments and dangers in his life.
最大的危机就是他被投到狮子坑里面。
And one of the greatest dangers was that he was thrown into the pit of the lions.
但是他有属灵的眼光。
But he had a spiritual vision.
他坚持到底。
And he endured to the end.
最后不但他没有失去生命。
And so in the end, not only did he not lose his life,
而且 他的这个地位更加稳固。
But he has solidified his position.
所以今天我们每一个人在属灵上需要
So today, all of us, each of us, should broaden and enlarge our spiritual perspective.
那但以理虽然当宰相，到他年纪大的时候，他常常看异象。
And so, although Daniel was a prime minister, when he grew older, he saw many visions. God revealed many mysteries to him.
所以有时候我们常常发现哦，如果人在年轻的时候啊，没有属灵追求的心呢。 到退休以后，你发现退休的生活就是享受，就是这样而已。
And so, if we see that the person at a young age do not have a heart to pursue after God and the Lord and God's things, then when they grow older, you'll see that they will only enjoy the things of this world instead.
我在人生奋斗几十年，好辛苦，现在退休了，好好享受。
They want to enjoy the fruits of their labor after they have worked so hard in this world.
但是如果一个人有属灵的视野，
But if the person has a spiritual vision and perspective, we see that even if a person retires, they will still pursue after God. And they will dedicate themselves even more to the Lord's work. And this is truly to transcend the prayer of
Yahweh.
And in this way, the latter part of our life will have a more meaning and more purpose. And the part of your life that has no part with God is empty.
不管你有什么, 那一部分跟神没有关系，就是空的。
No matter what possessions you have, it has nothing to do with God. It is empty.
包括时间,
including time.
包括我们的才能,
including our talents.
包括我们的钱财,
including our wealth.
跟神没有关系的都是空的。
If it has nothing to do with God, it is vain.
我们一定要觉悟。
We must have this realization.
要扩张属灵的境界。
To enlarge our spiritual territory.
把神给我们的恩典跟神用在神的身上。
And to use the gifts and talents that the Lord has given us on the Lord's things.
这样叫做超越。
And this is to transcend.
这样神给我们的恩典就带给我们更大的恩典，就是天上的富足。
And the Lord will bless us with even more blessings, which is the wealth in heaven.
少年的财主不是得神的恩典吗？
Did the rich young ruler receive the Lord's blessings?
他年轻,
he was very wealthy at a young age.
但是主耶稣跟他讲,
but the Lord Jesus told him,
你变卖所有分给穷人,
sell all that you have and give it to the poor, and you will have a treasure in heaven. Jesus wanted to raise his spiritual vision. So all that you see before you is the wealth and material things of this world. But Jesus was telling him that there was spiritual wealth and abundance in heaven. Did you see it?
如果你看到,
if you do see it,
你要变卖所有分给穷人,
you will sell all that you have and give it to the poor.
你到天上就很富足,
and when you go into heaven, you will be rich.
但是这个少年的才子做不到,
but this rich young ruler could not do it.
所以他离开了主耶稣,
and therefore, he left the Lord Jesus.
他没有办法超越,
he was unable to transcend.
他还是留在亚比斯的祷告里面,
he was still dwelling in the prayer of Yahweh.
求神在世界上扩张我的境界,
he wanted the Lord to enlarge his territory in this world.
如果他能够超越,
if he could transcend,
不但他有永生,
not only would he receive eternal life,
而且在天国是富足的,
but he would be rich and wealthy in heaven.
所以诸位,
so,
我们要超越,
so we need to transcend.
从地上的境界进到属灵的境界,
we need to go from the earthly perspective into a heavenly perspective.
人生才有价值,
and therefore, thus our life will have value.
我们回来看,
Let's turn back to 1 Chronicles 4.
第十节,
1 Chronicles 4, verse 10.
第三句话,
the third phrase.
常与我同在,
and be with me. Your hand would be with me.
这个是亚比斯的祷告, 求神常与我同在,
and this is Yabis' prayer that the Lord's hand would be with him.
这确实是一个智慧的祷告,
and this is a prayer of wisdom.
因为神的同在是无时无刻,
and because God, God's presence and abidance is omnipresent.
神的同在是每一个地方都同在的,
and He's present with us everywhere.
如果有神的同在,
if we have God's abidance,
我们就有平安,
we will have peace.
如果有神同在
，If we have God's abidance，
我们就没有忧虑
，We will have no anxiety，
就没有害怕
，We will have no fears，
没有忧虑，没有害怕，就是平安。
If we have no anxieties and fears， we will be at peace。
所以这个亚比斯的祷告是太有智慧。
So the prayer of Jabez is indeed full of wisdom。
求神与我同在。
He wanted the hand of the Lord to be with him。
今天我们为什么很多忧虑
？Today why are we filled with worries and cares？
因为神。我们感觉到神没有跟我们同在。
Because we feel that the Lord may not be abiding with us.
我们为什么害怕
？Why are we afraid?
因为我没有感觉到神跟我们同在。
Because we do not feel the presence of God.
至高者是我的避难所。
The Lord Most High is my refuge.
这是诗篇里面作诗的人的体验。
This is the experience from a psalmist.
神是我的依靠。
That the Lord is his reliance.
神是我的山寨。
That the Lord is his stronghold.
所以求神的同在比求人的同在更重要。
And so it is more important to ask for the abidance of God than for the abidance or companionship of others.
因为人毕竟是人啊，人能够做的有限。
Because humans are humans and we are limited.
所以生活中啊，有一点很重要，叫求神同在。
And so one of the most important things that we need to do in this world is ask the Lord for His abidance.
但是我们要超越。
But we must also transcend.
即使神不同在，我们也要过敬畏神的生活。
Even if the Lord does not abide with us, we will still live a reverent life.
为什么这样说呢？
Why do I say this?
因为有的人到教会里面很清楚感觉到神同在。
Because when some people come to church, they clearly feel the abidance of God.
唱诗，你感觉到哇，很喜乐。
When you're singing hymns, you feel very joyful.
祷告，感觉到圣灵充满。
In prayer, you feel the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
可是在教会我们感觉到神同在。
And so in the church, we feel the abidance of God.
但是问题是什么？离开教会以后。
But the problem is that once we leave church,
我们跟世俗混在一起。
And when we go back into the secular world,
有时候生活一忙。
And once our lives get busy,
没有时间祷告。
We have no time to pray.
那我们就有时候就感觉到好像神没有同在。
And so we feel that the Lord is not abiding with us.
那人如果感觉到神没有同在
，And if a person does not feel the abidance of God,
有时候我们就发现了什么事情都做。
We feel that they may feel that they can start doing things that they would not do before.
所以在教会是很虔诚的基督徒。
And so at church they are a reverent God-fearing Christian.
但是离开教会，待人处事、做生意的方法、原则跟世俗都完全一样。
But once they leave church, the way that they treat people, the way that they deal in their business, are drastically different.
所以我们要超越。
So we must transcend.
求神同在，这很好。
It is good for us to ask the Lord to be with us.
但是当我们离开教会，
But once we leave church,
有时候虽然忙，没有感觉到神同在，
When we get busy and we don't feel the presence of God,
我们还是要坚守属灵的原则。
We still must hold on to the spiritual principles.
我们看但以理书第三章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 3.
但以理书第三章。
Daniel chapter 3.
第三章的十八节。
Daniel chapter 3 verse 18。
从十六节开始。
From verse 16。
撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥对王说：“尼布甲尼撒，这件事我们必不回答你。”是七节。
Verse 17。
即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手，即或不然。你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，
18.
也不敬拜你所拜的金像。你看，站立这三个朋友。
You see that Daniel's three friends.
那个时候他没有得圣灵啊。
They did not have the Holy Spirit.
不拜偶像就是不拜。
But they resolved not to worship idols.
我相信神一定会把我们从火救出来。
And they firmly believed that the Lord would deliver them from the fiery furnace.
也会救我们脱离你的手。
And to deliver them from the king's hand.
但是即或不然。
But if not, let it be known to you, O king,
如果神没有救我们，我们也不绝不侍奉你的神。
That we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image you have set up, even if the Lord does not deliver us.
今天我们需要有这种原则。
Today we need to have this kind of principle.
神即使感觉到没有感觉到神同在，信仰原则不能妥协。
Even if you do not feel the presence of God, you cannot compromise your faith.
当他有这个决心。
And when they have this resolve,
我们发现他被丢到火湖里面，神真的同在。
We find that after they were cast into the fiery furnace, God was there with them.
所以我们在世俗的生活中
，And so in this secular world,
如果有这个原则
，If we hold on to these principles,
真的神在每个时刻都会跟我们同在。
Truly, God will abide with us every time, everywhere.
最后一个超越
，And the last transcendence.
我们回来看 历代至上第十章。
Let's turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
下半句。保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。
The latter phrase saying that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain.
神是我们的父啊。
God is our Father.
每一个父亲都不愿意孩子受苦。
No father would want his child to suffer.
所以亚比斯求神祷告，不要让我受苦。
So Jabez prayed to the Lord to allow him not to be in pain.
不要让我遭患难。
And not to allow keep him from evil.
结果神就应允他。
And God granted him his request.
所以他真的一生没有受苦。
And so in his life he did endured no sufferings.
那我们要怎么超越？
So how do we transcend this?
就是虽然我们一生可以过得很舒服，不要受苦。
So even though we may live a successful life without so much pain.
但是我们要求神啊，帮助我们，让我们能够甘心为他受苦。
But we must pray to God and ask him to let us be willing to suffer for him.
在什么场合？
In what kind of circumstance?
当我们要服侍神，一定要牺牲。
When we are serving God, we must sacrifice a part of ourselves.
这个就是受苦。
This is suffering.
有时候我们要信仰要进步。
And in order to improve, progress in our faith,
你会受苦。
We may suffer.
因为进步就是要改变。
Because in order to progress, we must go through certain changes.
那这个改变常常要经历苦。
And sometimes these kind of changes or improvements come with pain.
所以一个很有价值的生活常常是需要受苦的。
And so a life of value often one would have to go through much suffering.
如果整本圣经我翻开来看。
If you turn the Bible and look through it,
有哪一个人蒙神纪念没有受过苦？
Who in the Bible was remembered by God that did not suffer?
差不多每一个人蒙神纪念的都是为着神的原因受苦。
Many of the saints recorded in the Bible suffered for the Lord and were remembered by him.
所以当我们处在很舒服的环境里面。
So when we are put in a very comfortable environment,
如果因为圣工的需要，因为教会的需要，我们甘心来受苦。
And if there was a need for work in the church, and we are willing to sacrifice,
我们就超越了亚比斯的祷告。
And to suffer for it, then we will transcend the prayer of Jabez.
那这样到底对我们有什么不同？
And so what is this difference for us then?
我们看哥林多后书。
Now let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第四章。
2 Corinthians 4.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第四章。
2 Corinthians 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
我们这自战之间的苦楚，为要我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
所以，当我们选择甘心为主受苦
，So when we choose to willingly suffer for the Lord,
所带来的是天国极重无比、永远的荣耀。
What is working for us is a far more and exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
当保罗为着传福音受苦
，When Paul suffered for the gospel,
他感动了好多弟兄姊妹更热心的传福音。
And he moved and edified many of the brothers and sisters to evangelize.
所以教会需要榜样。
So the church needs role models.
从很舒服的环境，甘心为主受苦。
From a very comfortable environment to be willing to be willing to suffer for God.
我们需要榜样。
We need a role model.
因为这样我们才有天国极重无比的荣耀。
And because of this, then we will have the exceeding eternal glory in heaven.
这就是超越亚比斯的祷告。
This is to transcend the prayer of Jabez.
唱诗。
Now let's sing him.
337首。
Sing him 337. October 20th through 25th is our evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
为这件事情来代祷。
Let us keep this event in our prayers.
多带慕道朋友来教会查考道理。
And that we can bring our friends and family to the church to seek the truth.
那我们为教会各样的圣工，还有身体软弱、信仰软弱的同龄来代祷。
Let's also pray for the sacred work in the church, as well as many brothers and sisters who are physically ailing.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.